Yesterday, when we were puttering around in the yard, it turned out that we needed grass seed and vacuum cleaner bags. I wondered if the large chain home improvement store in our neighborhood would be open on Labor Day. So I called. "Yes, we're open today. It's Monday," a young woman said, a trifle impatiently. "Well, I didn't know. It's Labor Day," I said. "Same difference," she said. So I bought my grass seed and some mums and asked the cashier if she got paid extra for working today. "I hope so," she said. "Someone else asked me about that." But she didn't really know, nor was she a union member. That didn't surprise me. If you work in the private sector, union membership today is almost as unusual as being in the Green Party. That's not much of an exaggeration. The latest figures show only about 7% of private sector workers are unionized. Far more government workers belong to unions, but they are usually not allowed to legally go on strike. But still, 88% of all workers in this country are not union members. And that should worry any of us who care about the survival of the American middle class. I'm not a romantic about labor. I worked in factories and warehouses in my youth and saw cases of feather bedding, of obstructionism, of union workers doing deliberately shoddy jobs. Yet I also know what the lives of workers were like before unions and what the success of unions in the 1930s and 40s meant to Michigan. They enabled millions of workers to have good lives and health care benefits. Unions did that because they forced corporations to do what President Obama once said they should do, spread the wealth around. Yes, some union leaders later got complacent and corrupt. Yes, a movement that was originally supposed to be about bettering the lot of all workers soon fragmented, so that each powerful union became only interested in the privileged few they happened to represent, whether teachers or auto workers or Teamsters. Too much of today's union leadership remains ready to fight the battles their grandfathers did in 1936. But Henry Ford and Harry Bennett are dead, and today's unions don't have a clue about how to cope with Honda and Toyota, despite trying for decades. They know even less about how to organize the independent contractors fighting for small jobs with no hope of pensions or benefits, or how to represent workers trying to make a living at their home office computers. The men who were beaten at the Battle of the Overpass in Flint are dead now, but they would have liked something President Obama told union members in Milwaukee yesterday. "The cornerstones of middle-class security all bear the union label," the president said, adding that a strong economy needs a strong labor movement. What he didn't say was that the movement and the middle class are weaker than they used to be. He didn't say that labor needs to figure out how to revive the movement and the middle class as well. President Obama didn't say that because he didn't have to. The brothers and sisters who heard him yesterday knew the score. What they need to do now is figure out how to get back into the game.